And as we continue on our winter sports previews, we are now joined by the Stuart Lady Broncos basketball coach, Colin Sherman. And Coach Sherman, you are going to bring in a ton of athletes who were able to experience some state volleyball championships as the Lady Broncos made it there to state. And now they hit the basketball court, and I'm sure they got a lot of big goals again in basketball.
Yeah, the volleyball success is kind of coming over to the basketball side, I guess you could say, too, because they're pretty excited and determined, and you know, I think they've had the taste of, you know, going to Lincoln, so that's kind of their ultimate goal this year. And so far, practice, the energy's been good, competitiveness has been great, and you know, we have 16 girls out, so with that amount of girls in the gym, it gets pretty intense sometimes, which is I feel like a good thing.
Tell us about your team. You return a lot of offensive power from last year.
Yeah, Alexis Schroeder coming back. You know, she's a four-year starter for us. Taya Schmatter, she's a four-year starter. And then, you know, we have girls that have been playing good minutes since they were sophomores too, and Abigail Tubbs and Cadence Kramer. So those four are the kind of the leaders for us this year, I guess you could say. And, you know, they've been doing well in practice. And then the young ones, Sydney Estel, she started for us last year. Lacey Paxton, only a sophomore. She's kind of just an energy bug that comes in and makes things happen for us defensively. So we have a good group of girls that have, you know, played a lot of basketball for us in the past 3 or 4 years. And, you know, hopefully that experience for them is going to pay off this year, you know, because the goals that they have are pretty lofty ones. And, you know, for that to happen, it's just experience is a good thing, and we definitely have experience.
Well, let's talk about it. You know, last year's team, as you came in, you're one of the smallest schools in the state of Nebraska. 7-15, I believe, last year, faced a, you know, real tough schedule. A lot of teams with some really tremendous records out there. Maybe the mindset of the girls, maybe kind of wanting to get some of those games back, as a lot of teams return a lot of starters throughout the programs that you play.
Yeah, the teams, you know, in NVC and the surrounding area, like you said, they return a lot of talent. The talent in this part of the state, North Central Nebraska, is pretty incredible. So, you know, last year, and I know everybody dealt with it, but the whole COVID thing and missing girls and having to, you know, skip games and stuff like that kind of took a toll on us. And, you know, we lost some senior leaders and didn't have any seniors last year. So, you know, people may not think that's a big deal, but it is a big deal not to have that senior leadership on your team. And, you know, girls who just aren't ready to step up and lead the team, I think that was kind of the issue last year. It's a different thing this year. You know, we got a good group that took the leadership this summer and, you know, just kind of set the table and said, you know, we're not going to have the same season we had last year, because that was one of the, you know, the worst ones we've had in a long time, I guess, since I've been here. And, you know, the girls kind of took that personally, and I don't think they want to go out that way, this group of seniors. So, you know, like I said, so far so good, but the talent around here is incredible, and each game is going to be a tough one. And, you know, I think that just kind of builds you up for the postseason.
Well, speaking about a tough one, Nybro Verdigris brings back about everybody. You open up with them on Thursday night, and they are a Niobrara Valley Conference opponent. Tell us a little bit about what you think this matchup is going to be like on Thursday.
It's going to be tough. Last year, you know, we were down big to them, and we made a nice little run at the end to win. And, you know, they got everybody back just like we do. They have a pretty incredible sophomore coming back and a senior that's been playing for a long time. So, they're a different Niobrara Verdigris team. You know, they got new life, they got a new coach, they got stuff like that. So I think they're just, you know, they're itching to hit the court like everybody else, you know, and it'll be interesting to see if there's going to be any, you know, dominant teams, or if teams are just kind of beat up on each other this year. But, you know, I think the girls are excited here, and, you know, we're going to be ready to play every game this year if we're going to be in any game this year.
And looking at your schedule, looks like all but five of your games are going to be against opponents that are in upper class compared to you out of D2.
Yeah, you know, and that helps towards the end of the year, PowerPoints wise, stuff like that, playing tougher opponents and then bigger schools and stuff like that. Because, you know, we play a Valentine, who's a C1, Ainsworth, who's a C1, C2, you know, and they're big schools, and they're talented too. So, you know, playing them, and I'm not saying you get down to the D2 level to where, you know, they're not very good or anything like that, but it's nice to go up and play bigger schools, tougher talent, and it kind of sets you up nice for a postseason. You know, our sub is not easy by any means. We go with Wynot and St. Mary's, so you know, we have to play good teams in order to be prepared for our sub district.
Yeah, and that's what I was just getting ready to say. D25 sub-district, Stewart, Wynot, St. Mary's, Santee, CWC. And again, it seems like you see these teams quite a bit throughout the season, including St. Mary's. You guys are this year at a Randolph Holiday Tournament again. And tell us a little bit about who you may be playing there, your competition there.
You know, last year was our first time going, and we got set up with a good Osmond team that, you know, beat us by a couple in the first game. And you know, I think we kind of went in a little, our chins a little too high in that one last year going to the Randolph Holiday Tournament. So this year, you know, it'd be nice to go in there and win, you know, win a couple games and maybe win the tournament. But you know, again with Osmond and Randolph and Windside, those are some, you know, it's their D2 schools, so that helps us a little bit, you know, kind of see where we're at in the class. But it also gets us away from teams out here that we play, you know, at least once or maybe twice a year. So we just kind of wanted to go somewhere else and play different teams, basically, is the reason we're going there. And, you know, it's a good tournament. It's a nice place to play. But, you know, like I said, it's just different teams. I think the girls, you know, and the boys teams, we were just kind of excited to kind of go play somebody different.
Well, Coach, it'll be exciting to see what the girls bring to the table. Again, I know that some of their goals, they have high expectations this year. I'm sure you have high expectations for them. And I tell you what, I'm sure they're ready to begin the season. It all kicks off Thursday against Niobrara Verdigre. We'll be there, Coach. We wish you the best of luck and hope to talk to you after each game.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.